Welcome to the Warrior Mama Podcast, as we learn how to apply God's Word to our lives in motherhood, finding in big and small ways that the truth of the gospel applies not just to our lives as moms, but also to our children's lives, so that as we stand anchored in Him, we mother confidently with our hearts at rest. I'm so glad you're joining me today at the kitchen table. Welcome to the kitchen table. This week, we are talking about this truth that we have been called to mother, that we have been created uniquely, designed, and then chosen for the children that we have been given, and that we know that He holds us, and He holds our motherhood together. And today we're going to understand that our motherhood, this life we are experiencing, is for His glory, and He is committed to that. It's not like it might be for His glory if we can get our act together. It's not dependent. It is for His glory because He is at work, and He is working all things for His glory. We read yesterday that all things were created for Him and through Him. That was Colossians 1:16. And then we finished it with our nugget, which was that He holds it all together. But today, we're going to be looking in Romans 11, verse 36. It says this. It says, "For from Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things. To Him be glory forever. Amen." Now, this passage, you've probably heard it in lots of different ways. And there were many times in my life where I heard this passage in songs and for worship. And looking in this scripture, what I had to reconcile was that my motherhood was one of those all things. You see, every part of us is, so if you, your career, if you work outside the home, is an all thing. Your marriage is an all thing. Your relationships in your family, your relationships with your friends are part of the all things. You see, these scripture truths hold for everything. We're looking at them through the lens of motherhood, but I want you to understand the gospel holds firm across all of your life. But we have to actually make it, we have to see it. We have to ask the Holy Spirit to help us see this. And so the nugget for today, though, is that your motherhood is intended for His glory. And that is what He is actively working towards in you and through you. Now, we already broke that down in May. If you missed that series, you can go back and look about God's design for motherhood, that He not only is trying to work in you and change you. Oftentimes we can see that, oh yeah, I need to get more patient. I need to be more kind. But that's really not even His focus. His focus, again, is for His glory. And it's for His glory to change and sanctify you. And it's for His glory to flow through you into the lives of your children, that He may change and sanctify them based on what you're experiencing as you walk with Him. But for today, what I want you to understand is your motherhood is part of this. So we can say, my motherhood is from Him and through Him and to Him for His glory forever. Amen. That is His whole heartbeat for you. And so that means that He is going to be working to bring glory in the relationships you have with your children. He is going to be working to bring glory in the way your home moves, the rhythms of your home, the way you discipline, the way you lead forward, the way you pray, the way you interact with other families, the way you as a family serve. Like, all parts of your motherhood are for His glory. But again, don't let the enemy come in right now and layer you with a bunch of shoulds of, well, see, so you should do this and you should do that. What I want you to spend today thinking and praying about is I want you to ask God, God, what would it look like for my motherhood to be for your glory? What needs to shift? What needs to change? What, God, do I need to learn about you and who you are that it can pour fresh out of me to my children? What habits have we just embraced that we don't need or we shouldn't have? Let the Holy Spirit lead you to bring glory to God in your motherhood. He will do it. He is committed to it. He is working all things for your good, that he may be glorified in all of it. And that means motherhood. Thanks for listening this week to the Warrior Mama podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support other warrior mamas, I'll tell you that one of the best ways that you can do is you can just share this podcast with your friends. You know, sometimes we love to talk about the things we like the most for our face, for our life, for our kids. Can I tell you that it would be a great blessing to begin to share with other moms the things that God is teaching you and the ways that he is growing you in him. Our prayer over here at the Warrior Mama Podcast is that this podcast is something that does that for you in your life. So feel free to share it with your friends, post about it on social media, and of course, leave a rating and a review. I love seeing what God is doing in your lives. And I look forward to sitting with you at the kitchen table again next week.